The first contained the secret of learning. The others contained all the secrets and principles necessary to become a great success in the art of selling. For the next year, I was tutored each day on the wise words of the scrolls, and with the secret of learning from the first scroll, I eventually memorized every word on every scroll until they had become a part of my thinking and my life. They became habit. At last, I was presented with a chest containing all 10 scrolls, a sealed letter, and a purse containing 50 gold pieces. The sealed letter was not to be opened until my adopted home was out of sight. I bade the family farewell and waited until I had reached the trade route to Palmyra before opening the letter. The contents commanded me to take the gold pieces, apply what I had learned from the scrolls, and begin a new life. The letter further commanded me to always share half of whatever wealth I would acquire with others less fortunate, but the letter scrolls were neither to be given nor shared with anyone until the day when I would be given a special sign. It would tell me who was next chosen to receive these scrolls. Hafid shook his head. "I do not understand, sire." "I will explain. I have remained on watch for this person with a sign for many years, and while I watched, I applied what I learned from the scrolls to amass a great fortune. I had almost come to believe that no such person would ever appear before my death until you returned from your trip to Bethlehem. My first inkling that you were the chosen one to receive the scrolls came upon me when you appeared under the bright star that had followed you from Bethlehem. In my heart, I have tried to comprehend the meaning of this event, but I am resigned not to challenge the actions of the gods. Then when you told me of giving up the robe, which meant so much to you, something within my heart spoke and told me that my long search was ended.